With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A potential housing development in Rhinelander took a step forward last week. The Rhinelander City Council approved the first of two readings needed to change the zoning for the property along Highway 47. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
A proposed development between West Wind Drive and Highway 47 would potentially bring four multifamilies, three townhomes, five duplexes, and 22 single-family units to the city of Rhinelander. Before that can move forward, the developer needs the land to be rezoned from light industrial to mixed residential. The change unanimously passed the city's planning commission. City Council unanimously approved the first reading of the ordinance that would allow the change, but stopped short of waiving the second reading. Alderperson Tom Barnett says he wants more information.
I think it's prudent to have the second reading and give us more time to talk to the people that are down there and really get their side of things.
A couple of West Wind residents spoke at the City Council meeting about their concerns over the development. West Wind Drive is about 1,000 feet long with a dozen houses. Those that spoke at the meeting said they understood the need for housing, but had concerns about things like safety, increased traffic, wetlands, and utilities.
How are the utilities going to be run? Are they all going to be going through or just extending out from West Wind neighborhood? Are they pulling in something from Hanson Lake? Again, operating under an information gap.
Right now, City Council is just considering the zoning change. If that goes through, the developer will still need to go through several steps to build. The council is expected to take up the second reading of the zone change ordinance at its next meeting. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Also at last week's Rhinelander City Council meeting, council approved the first reading of an ordinance to change the intersection of Barrett and Lincoln Street. There have been 20 crashes at the intersection since 2016, according to city records. Rhinelander Police Captain Chad Brown told the council many of them were from people trying to turn left onto Lincoln Street. The ordinance change would make it so people could only turn right from Barrett onto Lincoln. There will be a second reading at the next city council meeting. A Phillips man died after his leg got stuck in the ladder of a pontoon boat, trapping him under the water. The Price County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call reporting a man dead in the water near a pontoon boat Monday. Stanley Gruska was brought to shore by the person who called for help. Gruska had apparently been filling the gas tank on his boat when his leg became stuck in the ladder of the vessel, holding him under the water. It happened on Sioux Lake in the town of Elk. Since May 27th, there have been three boating-related drownings in north-central Wisconsin. DNR Conservation Warden Josh Wiedenhoff encouraged people to take some precautions to stay safe on the water.
Be familiar with your boat and conditions that it can handle. Create a plan before you head out boating. Let your loved ones and your friends know where you're going and how long you're going to be out for. Stick to your plan. Keep some sort of device, a phone or something to contact people in case your boat breaks down or you're in trouble.
The law requires one life preserver for each passenger on board. Adults are not required to wear a life jacket, but it's strongly encouraged. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Crandon woman has been charged with theft in a business setting. That after $44,000 went missing from the Forest County Humane Society. 52-year-old Denise Bostrom made her first appearance in Forest County Circuit Court on the charge Tuesday. Online court records show a $5,000 signature bond was ordered with a preliminary hearing scheduled July 15th. In April, the new board of directors for the Forest County Humane Society reported they found some funds were misused. An entirely new board took office in January. A short time later, they identified financial irregularities and missing funds. An internal review and investigation by Crandon Police showed a former board member made close to $44,000 in unauthorized Amazon purchases. Fire struck the Gogebic Range Solid Waste Management Facility in the Western Upper Peninsula. The Gogebic County Sheriff's Office says the fire was reported at 8:50 Tuesday morning. Arriving emergency personnel saw flames coming from the garbage disposal garage. Fire crews from Bessemer Township and Ironwood Township worked to bring the fire under control. The effort took several hours. Traffic on U.S. Highway 2 had to be rerouted for a time because of heavy smoke and to allow emergency crews room to work. The fire was determined to have been accidental. A Michigan expert says the emotional toll of climate change is not going away. More from Crystal Blair.
Mental health professionals say extreme weather events can intensify depression and anxiety. Derek Seabree Jr., a Michigan psychologist and educator, warns that climate-related stress often hits hardest in vulnerable communities. He adds that underserved communities, including rural areas, are often already struggling with crises such as housing, food insecurity, and limited access to health care. And he says extreme weather events only makes those challenges worse. Mental health advocates say help is available through the 24-hour National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. When people think about weather affecting mental health, the winter blues often come to mind. However, according to the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy, the state is also seeing growing concern over intense heat and heavy precipitation events. Seabree says research shows some medications can affect the body's ability to regulate temperature during heat waves.
Extreme heat tends to exacerbate mental health emergencies, tends to have an impact on people who take antidepressant medication particularly.
According to state data, Michigan's average temperature has risen nearly 3 degrees since the early 1900s. Seabree says more education is needed to help people recognize the connection between climate-related stress and mental health. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.